Thank you, as always, for doing this. You are too kind, sir. You're too kind.
Oh, that's okay. We've been doing this a long time, haven't we?
We have, Mike. We have. We've got to continue the tradition. Good to have you back on our airwaves. As always, Mike, the start of the high school volleyball season. Got some Jamboree games. You know, last week, we've got even a few early this week before the first matches start for real on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm sure you're pumped up and excited for another great season, aren't you?
Yeah, where did the summer go, Rich? It's amazing. I mean, they started back to school here in Omaha, some of the schools, August 8th. So it seems to get earlier and earlier this season. But, yeah, we're ready to go with the first action this week.
Well, I know watching the Olympics, Mike, got me back in the volleyball mode. Of course, I live with a volleyball coach, so we're talking about it a lot. But, boy, watching those Summer Olympic games at the U.S. and all against all those great teams, that filled the void a lot for me here in the late summertime.
Yeah, it was another great Olympic effort, and it's always nice to see former Huskers and players that you recognize name-wise, and Jordan Larson, oh, my gosh. How many more times? I think this is finally her swan song Olympic-wise, but I remember covering her when she was at Hooper Logan View, and that was a few years ago. So, like you said, Rich, gets back in the volleyball mode, and, of course, Nebraska having their scrimmage game the other night. So here we go.
What'd you think of the documentary? Did you have a chance to watch that as well?
I have not got a chance to see it yet. I know it was on TV yesterday. My wife was looking forward to it, but we went down to go see the Royals play yesterday, somehow survived the heat, and unfortunately the Royals got whipped by the Phillies, but I'm sure we'll be watching that documentary soon. I've been hearing some good things about it already.
Well, it was probably your final weekend off for a long time, Mike, because from now on, all weekend, I'm sure Saturday is going to be spent in a volleyball gym, isn't it?
And Friday nights at football games, Rich, so... yeah, got to take advantage of that last free weekend off until, late May or so.
Well, as far as the rankings, Mike, we're going to see those this week, I'm sure, before the first match is coming out. And I take it probably a lot of the same programs, the powers to be in volleyball, are right back in that top 10 list in each class, aren't they?
Right. The years change, but a lot of times the teams don't. Let's look straight at Class B, Rich. Omaha Scut, powerhouse once again. They've won 9 straight. That's a state record, Class B titles. So, yeah, like you said, a lot of familiar names, and I haven't really finished my rankings yet. I was kind of doing that this morning. They'll be in the paper, I'm guessing, either Wednesday or Thursday because season officially starts Thursday. So, something to look forward to, but like you said, we got a lot of familiar names, and Omaha Scut in Class B leads that list.
Yeah, is anybody, you know, the Norrises, the Elkhorn Norris, teams like that are really good. They always win 25, 30 matches, but is anybody good enough to knock off Scut this year?
Boy, it's got to be so frustrating for, you know, Christina Bosiger, really great program at Norris, but you know, Omaha Scut's just ruled the roost. And you mentioned Elkhorn North, their fine setter, Reese Booth, daughter of Kirsten Bernthal Booth, the Creighton coach. She moved on to Northern Iowa, graduated, but her little sister Hayden is going to be taking over as setter there at Elkhorn North. So that'll be fun to watch. And you know what you really have to watch out for, Rich, doing ratings, is a lot of these teams just bounce back and forth between classes, and Lincoln Pius X is one of those teams that always seems to be on that Class A, Class B bubble, and they're in Class B this year. So that's another hurdle the Skyhawks are going to have to overcome, because Pius has been one of the top teams in Class A in the last few years. So, but yeah, battle brewing in Class B, but still, Scut, I'm guessing, probably number one to start the season.
And, of course, Pius, our good friend Katie Wentz, you know, former Arapahoe coach, has been there for many, many years. I can't wait to talk to her because maybe she's glad. Hey, we're going to be in B. It's going to be tough, but maybe by chance that'll be the team that gives Scut a run for their money this year.
Right. The good news is she doesn't have to worry about Papio South in Class A, but the bad news is there's Scut waiting in Class B, but – you know, I like Katie. She's a really good coach, and she stepped into a tough situation there at Pius. Maybe not tough, but just big shoes to fill when Jake Moore, the longtime coach, stepped down. So, yeah, I think KD's done a really nice job. And to be honest, I'd be surprised if the Thunderbolts weren't at the state tournament later this season.
Mike, last year was another big year for the RPAC Conference, our conference here locally with classes, mainly just D schools, D1 and D2. Occasionally get a C2 school in there, but we had three more teams, state tournament. I think it's back-to-back years we've had three teams or more at the state tournament in Southwest Cambridge and also with Wallace, and kind of crossing fingers. A couple of those teams return some good individuals. Hopefully we'll see them right back at the state tournament again this year.
Yep. Quite possible. I'm hearing good things about that Southwest team, Rich. So we'll see how they do. And Cambridge, I think, might be one of those teams that might be moving classes again this year. So not positive about that. But on my ratings, I always have to double-check, like I said, the classes, because I hate to say it, but there have been a couple of times where I'll rank a team and then I'll get an email very early the next day, hey, they're not in that class anymore. They moved up or they moved down. So where I get into trouble is coaches even have a hard time keeping up with that. They'll think they're in one class and they're actually in another class. So, but yeah, you mentioned some really good teams from out your way, Rich. And as we mentioned, a lot of times the names on the teams change, but the teams don't. And again, let's get Southwest back to state and possibly Cambridge again, too, and some of your other teams out there.
And Cambridge, by the way, Mike, did make it back up to D1, and those two teams, Southwest and Cambridge, are in the same sub-district. It always happens when in the same class because they're just separated by, 10 miles or something like that. So they're in the same district. They'll face each other probably four times this year. So, yeah, that rivalry will continue in high school volleyball.
Yeah. That's difficult when they play that many times, because a lot of times it can come down to that very last match, and no matter what, if one team has swept four or if they've split 2-2, it just always comes down to that last final match and who's going to move on to state. So we'll see how everything plays out, but I think we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, Rich, because we haven't even started the season yet.
Exactly right. Hey, Mike, any rule changes that in high school volleyball that we should know about? Any other changes, rules, et cetera, going into the season openers?
You know, off the top of my head, Rich, I can't really think of anything too dramatic. I mean, it's almost like if it ain't broke, let's not fix it. So, I mean, the things that have been tweaked kind of in recent years is the qualifying for state and the fact that, you know, there's only one wild card, and that's in Class A, and everybody else is battling it out in that last level of the district finals. So that's something I'll have to check here before I write my column for this week. But off the top of my head, Rich, I can't really think of any major rule changes this season.
Always like to talk to you, Mike, and you mentioned already one young lady, the Booth girl, is going to be a pretty good player. There's some other superstar volleyball players we'll be watching, some seniors that are going on to bigger schools, Division I schools. You always like to keep an eye on how they're doing.
Right. I guess with us, it starts with our Super 6 that we had in the paper a couple of weeks ago, and Carrie Leinbach, the libero from Lincoln Lutheran, heading to Nebraska, and Ashley Paymall from Westside is going to Creighton, and there are just some other really great, well, Tia Trout, Grand Island, she'll be moving on. I think she's going to UNLV, and there's just so many quality players throughout the state, Rich, and we had a graphic that was in the paper, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that just listed the very numerous girls that have played volleyball in Nebraska that are all playing now at the Division I level all over the United States. So it's a great thing. I mean, the sport's grown tremendously here. We all know about the Nebraska Volleyball Day last year with 92,000 there. And just great excitement for the sport, college, high school, you know, even on down to the club level and even up to the pro level. I was covering the Omaha Supernovas, the pro team. So top to bottom, just a great sport, and looking forward to covering it again this season.
You bet. And we talked about with Nebraska, UNK, Nebraska Kearney's going to be good again. Wayne State's going to be in the mix again. There's some other state college schools. We're excited. McCook Community College volleyball's off to a 4-0 start after the first weekend. Happy for the Lady Indians. So all around the state, from west to east, some of these smaller schools, division, the NAI schools, NJCAA schools are doing pretty good still, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Rich, because, that shouldn't be flying under the radar. I remember at State a couple of years ago, some of the top players, it seemed like they were all going to Wayne State. So, they've really built up a nice program. UNO has done a nice job here in town. I mentioned Creighton. But, you mentioned some of the smaller state colleges and community colleges. And, wow, every level, great volleyball.
Mike, it's going to be a fun season. Looking forward to it. I know we'll talk to you a couple of times during the season. Before you know it, it'll be November, and hello, another state tournament at Pinnacle. Just a great the change a couple of years ago to have all the matches there was a great, great change, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, too. It just really, really showcased all the teams. I know it's a little difficult when they've got two matches going on at the same time, but I think everybody's gotten used to that. And, if you want to go down and spend the day, there's great volleyball all over the place. And like you said, I think it's a good thing that they have a showcase. Everybody gets to play in the big arena. I know the high schools were a good venue. I mean, we've got some nice high school gyms, but in the end, they're high school gyms. So I think it's great, like you said, that everybody's moved on to the bright lights and the big stage, and it's what everybody wants to try to achieve this season.
Mike, always good to catch you up with you, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great opening week, and we'll catch you down the line, okay?
All right, Rich. Nice talking to you.